Baptist Church. Me and my family really appreciate this church and the pastor, and what a blessing y'all are to me. And I thank God for the opportunity to preach God's Word tonight. I've had the opportunity to do that quite often, quite a few times since the passing of my mom, and I thank God for that because He knew to keep me busy and it would help me get over it. But I just thank Him so much tonight. And we've all, if we're honest, we've got a lot to thank God about tonight. And but we're going to take just a few minutes. We're going to be in Daniel 6 tonight, if you got your Bibles. And we're going to be in Daniel 6, and we're going to cover like the first 10 verses. But my text verse is going to come from chapter 10. It says, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in the chambers toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime." Lord, we come to you in the name of Jesus tonight to thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that you've gave us to open up your word tonight, Lord, and be able to have the opportunity to preach your word. And God, thank you for all these that has came out tonight. Thank you for the blessings that you give us. Thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ. And thank you, Lord, for your word and all these stories that we can look upon, Lord, and we can see just exactly how to live our lives. Lord, what a blessing it is, and just thank you for the opportunity in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight I want to take just a few minutes and preach on down on our knees is where we stand. Down on our knees is where we need to stand. We need to, our country could use this message. We can use this message. You know, and I know you say, well, what can I do? You know, what can one person do? Well, you know, it starts with one person, and then it spreads from there. But I got to thinking about this message, and I got under conviction about it because I am bad about praying on the run, Daniel 6. And, I got to thinking about how busy that we get and how our prayers come by maybe driving to work or while you're watching TV. You know, all kinds of crazy things to where you don't even honor God enough to get down on your knees. And here we see a great example of this is in Daniel. You know, I've heard it preached time and time again. We've heard it taught about Daniel and about the lion's den. But let's go back before the lion's den and let's look over of how Daniel was able to have faith to go through what he went through. You know, that's the thing. You know, Daniel didn't wait until the last minute to get prayed up. Daniel was already prayed up. And that's how we should be. We should be prayed up and ready to face whatever we're going to face each and every day, because we might as well face it. There's a lot going on in our world today. And there's a lot of prayer time that we need to take and do it in an honorable way. And get down on our knees and get in our prayer closet instead of doing it on the run, you know. And like I said, I'm as guilty as a lot of people because it gets so busy and you think, well, as long as I just say the words, it's okay. But there's a respect of honor that I want to talk about tonight. Amen. You know, honoring God, getting down on our knees. In Matthew 6, it talks about how don't be like the ones in the synagogues where you sit and pray these big fancy prayers, but to get alone in your prayer closet. It's in verses 7 and 8. And it talks about getting into your prayer closet and taking a time to allow God, you and God, to be there. See, that's honoring God because you're taking your time out from your busy day to allow Him to be there with you. And it would make a big difference in our lives. But in the beginning, we see that Daniel, you know, he was a person that that King Darius really, really liked. And he could really use Daniel, you know, and he knew that. And he had And what he wanted him to do was to lead the ones that he had three people to rule over 120. One of those three people was Daniel. So we see him pick Daniel because he knew what Daniel was capable of. And Daniel did his work so much better than the other two that he wanted Daniel to be over even them. So, you know, the king wanted to make Daniel the ruler over the whole kingdom. But he had some jealous people that was trying to distract him and trying to make it hard for him. How many times in our lives do we face that? I've faced it a few times. Where you do everything right and you do everything you can. You strive to do your job as best as you can. And then you see somebody that's jealous trying to tear you down. You know, that happens in everybody's life. We've all been through that before. But here you see that what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to find something. They want to watch Daniel very closely and they want to find something that Daniel can do wrong that they can use against him. But they couldn't find nothing, right? They couldn't find anything. They went to King Darius and said, "We can't find nothing wrong with him. There's nothing wrong." So what did they do? They encouraged him to make a law, a 30-day law to where you couldn't bow before no one but King Darius. And if you bowed before anybody else, what happened? You was going to be thrown into the den of lions. So we see Daniel facing something that was very, very hard. Imagine having to face that. Would you be able to bow down to your God when you knew you was going to be thrown into the den of lions? That would be a lot harder than you think. That would take a lot of faith, right? How did Daniel get that faith? He got that faith by praying to God three times a day. And he did it for a long time. Did you know that Daniel was 80 years old at this time? You may know that, you may not. But 80-year-old man at the time when he was threatened to be thrown into this den of lions and still was getting down on his knees three times a day. That's inspiring to me. That encourages me. You know, and that I need to be doing more of that myself. But, you know, they couldn't find nothing wrong, so Daniel was good and honest. So they told the king to make this new law that no one could bow down and pray to any other person or any other god beside the king. If they did, they would be thrown into the lion's den. Daniel prayed three times a day, every day, on his knees. We need to get back there ourselves. I got to thinking about this song that I really, really love. And I actually wrote down the words to it. I won't sing it for you. I'll spare that. But I will read it to you because it's a beautiful song. And it's "Down on My Knees," or "I Can't Even Walk Without You Holding My Hand." It said, "I thought that number one would always be me. I thought I would be whatever I wanted to be. I thought that I could build on life's sinking sand, but I couldn't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all on my own. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains are too high, the valleys are too wide. Down on my knees is where I learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand." Amen. "When I'm in trouble, on his name I call. If I don't trust him, I'll be less than a man. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. No, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains are too high, the valleys are too wide. Down on my knees is where I learned to stand." What a beautiful song. How that we can learn from that if we just have that kind of attitude in our Christian walk. You know, that even in Paul in Ephesians 3:14 talked of how he would kneel down to the Father. And you know, that's where we need to be in our Christian lives, is kneeling down, asking God to help us get the fullness of God. You know, we can do that if we would just we'd be a united kingdom, nation again. Our nation would be so much better if we would learn to do that. If we could just learn to get down, and humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. You know, that's where we mess up. You know, God is for us, and God's power, there's power in unity, and that's where we need to be. But, you know, we're focused more on ourselves. We live in a world today that's self-centered. It's a dog-eat-dog world, they say, you know, and are more focused on their glory than the glory of God, you know. But Daniel wasn't like that, was he? Daniel was a great example of how that he would stand for God no matter what the circumstances was, you know. And I think where the church has failed today is we didn't make a stand and allowed things to happen, and we just stood by and we just let it go, and then look what happens. It just snowballed from there, you know. And we're at the point that we are today. Do I think it can be changed? Yes, I do. And I think it would be changed by prayer. Our churches need to start getting back in prayer. They need to start preaching the Word of God, the true Word of God, and not just to try to make people feel good, but to preach the true Word. You know, we need to arrive to an understanding of identity of God, you know, that allows Christ to dwell in our lives as the Lord. We too will experience the benefits of spiritual power that we will supply, that He will supply our every need. So we need to get back and under the mighty hand of God. Now unto Him, it says in Ephesians 3:20, it says, now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly and abovingly all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So here we see that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We can do things that we could have never imagined that we could do. If you would have told me 20 years ago I'd be preaching the Word of God today, I would have never believed it, because I was not that type of person. But God came into my life and He changed me. And He'll change, and, you know, all we got to do is allow that to happen. And see, that's the way men like Daniel did. They allowed God to strengthen them in the times of weakness. You know, Paul was a good example. You know, he had the thorn in his side and he was weak, but he allowed God to strengthen him and to help him. He begged God to remove it, but He didn't remove it. But Paul just kept continuing to pray and continued to stand strong in God's Word. We see examples all through the Bible of that. We look at David and Goliath. That's a great one. David, you know, he should have never beat Goliath in a battle, right? There's no way that he could win. He's a very little man and a very big giant. But he had God on his side, right? And that's the way that it is in our lives. We have giants in our lives that we have to face each and every day. But I've learned that we need to stand by being on our knees. I've learned that if we'll allow God to take us by the hand and lead us and guide us and direct us, that He will help us no matter what we face in life. I've seen it happen time and time again. But I've also seen it happen when I try to do it on my own. And we know what happens when we do that. It's like building on life's sinking sand, ain't it? Everything collapses around us, and everything doesn't go the way we think it should. And then, you know, another thing about this passage of Scripture that I thought about today is how, you know, in those times when you get down, when things ain't going good, you know, if you have the fullness of God in your heart, God will help us through those times. You know, if we're prayed up and we're ready in our heart to serve God, no matter what the circumstance is, we'll have the strength to do it. We'll have the power to do it, because God promises us that. And I stand on God's promises, you know, because He's never let me down yet. And I know that we can all testify here tonight that He's never let us down. But, you know, we see that He went ahead and He passed this law. And Daniel went ahead and he kneeled down to his God. And then we see that the lions didn't do anything to him, right? The angels came and shut up the mouths of the lions. And those people that was ridiculing him and trying to ruin him and get him thrown into the den ended up getting thrown in there themselves. So you see God turn around that whole situation. It was a hopeless situation. You think, no way that Daniel's going to be able to get out of that. But what happened is He helped Daniel get out of the situation and the ones that put him in the situation ended up being in there with the lions. So here we see God turn it all around, and he can do that in our lives today, no matter what we're facing. So, you know, I encourage us all tonight just to take time to honor God, to take time to pray to God, to get in our prayer closet. I think it's something that we need to do, something our country needs to do, especially right now at the time that, you know, we're fixing to vote and everybody may be already voted, but, you know, there's going to be some changes in our country. And, you know, hopefully, you know, it goes the way I want it to go, but it ain't all about what we want, is it? You know, it's what God wants. He already knows. And, you know, all we got to do is just pray and help him, or ask him to help us. And, you know, just remember that God is in control. No matter what we face, no matter what we go through, no matter what we may face tomorrow when we wake up, God will be right there with us. He says he'll never leave us or forsake us. And so let's just trust in him and pray, and we'll and allow God to use us in our lives. Anybody got a word of prayer or a word of thought before we pray? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this day. Thank you for the time that you allowed us to come here tonight. Thank you, Lord, for all you do for us, Lord. And Lord, we lift up our nation tonight, God, and we ask you, Father, to be with the leaders of our country. We ask you, Father, to help us as Christians, Lord, that we'll let our light shine, Lord, in this dark world. And help us, Father, to make a difference one Christian at a time, Lord. Help us to encourage one another and to help each other and to build one another up, Lord. And thank you for the blessings that you give us. Thank you most of all for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to preach your word tonight. God, go with us now. Lead and guide and direct us and keep us safe till we return again. And we'll give you all the praise, honor, and glory for it all. In Jesus' name, amen.